this dress is going to be very pretty on you, Tabitha.
It doesn't look like a dress.
Well, that's because it isn't finished yet.
Would it be a dress before Daddy comes home?
No. You see, first you have to cut it out, and then you pin it together, and then put it on to see if it fits.
Then is it a dress?
Well, almost. It takes a long time, and it's hard work.
I know how to do it quick.
No. Now, Tabitha, you know Daddy doesn't want us to use witchcraft.
Silly Mommy.
Good grief. You sound just like Mother.
Honey, I'm home.
Daddy, guess what Mommy's doing? She's making a dress all by herself. She isn't even going to the store.
I know. And it's coming along just fine. My wife, the dressmaker. Sam, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Tabitha, you better run along upstairs and start getting ready for bed, okay?
Okay, Mommy.
Thought I forgot, didn't you?
Forgot what?
Happy 6th anniversary of our first date.
I knew you'd remember. Oh, Darren. It's lovely. Come back to Sorrento. Oh, sweetheart, it's beautiful.
And we're going to celebrate at Sorrento's tonight. I called Marcello and he's holding a table for us.
What a surprise. And just in case you surprised me, I asked Mother to sit with Tabitha.
On second thought, I'll send out for a couple of pizzas.
Sweetheart, don't press your luck.
I'll start getting ready.
Oh, something new from the big spender?
Oh, Mother, must you eavesdrop?
Well, someone has to look after my daughter's interests. Look at you, making Tabitha's clothes. Samantha, you've been reduced to a slave in Durwood's sweatshop.
Mother, please.
Well, all right. Obviously, you're just too starry-eyed to realize what's happening to you.
I have everything I want.
But when I think of the luxuries that you've given up...
Mother.
What?
You give up. I'm going upstairs and get ready.
Miss Wilson?
Yes?
I would like to see Mr. Darren Stevens, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No. People don't make appointments with crackpots.
You're a crackpot?
No, but people usually think I am.
What do you want to see Mr. Stevens about? Isn't he cute?
I would like to talk to Mr. Stevens about helping me market the little fellow.
It's amazing. He kind of gives you a feeling of well-being.
Well, you've heard of the hula hoop, silly putty, the drinking bird, frisbee, and now the fuzz.
I've got a hunch this little fella could catch on.
Oh, believe me, he will.
Excuse me, Mr.
Professor. Professor McAllister.
Excuse me, Professor. I'll see if Mr. Stevens can squeeze in a few moments for you.
Yes.
Are you terribly busy, Mr. Stevens?
Yes, but what is it, Miss Wilson?
I know it's part of my job to brush up all the oddballs, but there's a gentleman outside I think you ought to see.
You recommend this oddball?
Mr. Stevens, do I bother you very often?
Okay, send him in.
Mr. Stevens, this is Professor McAllister.
How do you do?
Very good of you to see me, Mr. Stevens. I have created a little doll. May I show it to you?
Of course.
Isn't it just darling?
I call it the fuzz.
And it, well, I don't know, it kind of makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
I modestly think there's something about this that will make everybody want to have one.
I agree, Professor. What can I do to help?
Well, if you'll supply the creative merchandising necessary to sell them, I'll supply the dolls and we'll split 50-50.
But why me?
Oh, Mr. Stevens, it's no secret along Madison Avenue that you are a very successful advertising man. You have connections. Possibly you could place the doll in one of the local department stores just to see if it catches on.
How much do these dolls cost to make?
Practically nothing. That is, if it sold for a dollar, we'd each make a quarter and the store would make a quarter.
If it catches on, it could add up.
Darren Henderson is in my office. And
Professor McAllister, this is Mr. Tate.
How do you do? What's that?
Oh, that, Mr. Tate, is a little doll that I've created that's going to sweep the country.
I agree the country needs sweeping, but a doll isn't going to do it.
Kind of makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. He's a cute little character.
Well, there. How do you feel about McMahon and Tate launching the Fuzz? The professor has offered a 50-50 deal.
Darren, I'm too old to play with dolls. And I have a $2 million account waiting in the office that makes me feel a lot better than the Fuzz. Now let's start moving the wagons.
I've got a hunch about this little fellow. We handle the advertising for Hanley's department store. Miss Wilson, why don't you call Jim Hanley and ask him to set up a display of the Fuzz at their front entrance tomorrow and give them all the details?
Yes, Mr. Stevens.
Could you deliver 50 of these to them?
Oh, I think I'd better deliver 500, just in case.
That's what I like, an optimistic partner. It's been a pleasure knowing you, Professor.
Thank you.
If you'll leave your telephone number with Miss Wilson, mm-hmm. We'll let you know how we do tomorrow. Hi, darling.
Hi there, sweetheart.
Tabitha?
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Oh, what's that?
Sam, believe it or not, I am dabbling in the doll business.
It's cute.
There's something about it, the funny nose, the long hair, that makes people feel good. Now, hold it and see.
Well, I like it, but...
You don't get any message, huh? That's funny. Everybody at the office wanted one.
Well, no telling what people might like.
Here, sweetheart, this is for you.
Thank you. That's nice, Daddy.
It's one of those things that people just can't put down.
No man's a prophet in his own home.
Yes?
Pardon me, Mr. Tate, but it's important that I speak to Mr. Stevens. It's about the doll.
Would you people mind doing your moonlighting after office hours? That's why they call it moonlighting, you know.
Sorry, Mary. What about the dolls, Miss Wilson?
I'm so excited, I could scream.
So could I.
Mr. Hanley called a few minutes ago and said they're already out of the dolls. They sold all 500 by 11 o'clock.
Hey, they really like that little character.
Big deal. So you peddle 500 dolls.
The professor's rushing another 2,000 over there right now.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
And listen to this, Mr. Stevens. Mr. Hanley wants 200,000 for their stores all over the country.
How long will it take the professor?
He said in a couple of days he'll have the dolls. Sooner if we want them.
Right. Well, carry on, Miss Wilson. And try not to let Mr. Tate catch you using the company phone. $200,000.
Will you quit fooling around with those nickels and dimes?
That's $5,000.
$5,000?
Mm-hmm.
You must have made a mistake. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You've got the decimal point in the wrong place. That's $50,000.
You're right. It's an oil well, a gold mine. $50,000.
And you say you gave Miss Wilson 10%?
Mm-hmm.
That's $5,000.
Yeah.
And nothing for me.
Larry, if you remember, I offered to split this whole deal with
you. Let's not cloud the issue with facts. Let's get busy on this. This is an advertising office, not a doll factory.
Larry, you wouldn't mind if I went home a little early today, would you? I'd like to do a little shopping for Sam and Tabitha, tell them the good news.
Darren, I find that remark to be in very bad taste.
Sorry. Turn around this way now. Turn around. I think I've got that quite right.
Hi, Sam. Tabitha.
Well, hi, sweetheart. You're home early.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, darling. Larry gave me the afternoon off. For reasons that will later become apparent, he can't stand to look at me without breaking into tears. Now, close your eyes and pucker up.
Hey, this is fun.
Solid gold. Real jewels on both sides.
Well, that's certainly something I wouldn't buy for myself.
Honey, don't you get it? If you want something, just whistle.
Sometimes you baffle me.
Try it. Yes, I'll press this way. A few little presents. Like this way. An original Lily Arledge dress from Paris. Designed especially for little girls who have rich daddies.
I like this dress better.
Well, I'm glad someone feels that way.
Well, Sam, the dress you're making is great, but you don't have to do that sort of thing anymore.
Darren, I love doing that kind of thing. What's happened?
Sam, those little dolls are a smash. People are fighting to buy them.
There's something awfully strange about all this, if you know what I mean.
An ermine coat for strolling in the park.
That's what it is, all right. An ermine coat for strolling in the park. Why didn't you get her a mink play suit to go with it?
Sam, you know there's no such thing as a mink play suit. So I got her one in chinchilla.
Mother, I insist that you appear before me immediately.
Yes, my precious, you call.
Mother, what have you been up to?
Well, isn't it obvious? I've been spearfishing with Prince Cellini in the Arctic Sea. What a soggy bore, but he does have a fascinating igloo.
You know what I'm talking about. Did you put a spell on a dumb little doll?
Oh, my dear child, are you all right?
Don't evade the issue. Mother, Darren's involved with some little doll.
Oh, my poor darling. What's her name? Oh, never mind her name. Get Tabitha and let's leave and don't bother to pack.
Mother, really? It's a toy doll that everyone wants to buy. Darren's making a fortune. And it's my guess that it's your spell.
Oh, it's probably one of those fairs that keep happening to mortals.
Mother.
Hmm.
Are you sure you didn't put some kind of spell?
Witch's honor.
You're absolutely sure?
Samantha, have I ever lied to you?
Well?
Fine, thank you very much.
Well, the
manager just delivered $5,000 to the Hamley Detroit store.
Good, good. Would you get that, honey?
What the fuzz factory needs is a full-time doorman.
Good idea. Make a note of that, Miss Wilson.
Oh, the professor says that the additional $200,000 will be on their way tomorrow. Oh, and we have to answer the call from the Yakamoto department store regarding the Tokyo franchise.
One sunken Roman bathtub, lady. Where do you want it?
I'd hate to tell you. Too much. Darren, that thing won't fit in our bathroom.
Lady, let's not have a domestic squabble. This thing weighs a ton.
Darren!
Hmm? Oh! The bird bath. It goes in the backyard.
Watch out for the furniture. Darren.
Hmm?
Why don't you take your fuzz business to the office?
I promised Larry I wouldn't work on this at the office.
I covered the whole house, Mr. Stevens. 9 rooms, 9 color TV sets.
Just what we need. The roller derby in every room. Oh, Mr. Stevens, I want to check tomorrow's appointments with you. 1:30, Mr. Merrick about backing a Broadway musical. 2:00, Mr. Kraft about the yacht. And 2:30, Mr. Palmer to measure you for your golf clubs. And you mustn't forget to call Truman Capote for his guest list.
I've already done that. It's on the way.
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I was unable to get you on the phone.
I'm sorry, Larry, but I wanted to finish the fuzz business before I came into the office. Mm. I know how it upsets you.
Well, let's not forget that the professor came to McMahon and Tate, not Darren Stevens Incorporated.
Oh, I appreciate that, Larry.
It's Norman Gimbel.
You'll just have to tell him the New York franchise is gone.
Well, I guess I'm just an easygoing, good-hearted guy, so here's what I'm going to do. This is an agreement giving you 10% of all the accounts you handle in exchange for half your interest in the fuzz, which by rights should be mine anyway.
That sounds like a fair deal.
Well, congratulations, both of you.
Larry, welcome to the Dow business. And thank you for this percentage.
I love doing it. I was going to give it to you anyway. See you at the office, you son of a gun.
Hello, Sam.
Stevens, how do you like the styling?
Oh, that is perfect, Cosmo. Hmm? Yeah, same time tomorrow. Miss Wilson?
That's probably Miss Dobrik.
Sam, prepare yourself for a real surprise.
Sweetheart, after all that's happened today, nothing could surprise me.
It's the new house.
New house?
Not just a house. The Bedlington Estate.
Here it is, Mr. Stevens. It sits majestically in the center of 80 rolling acres. Swimming pool, tennis courts, polo fields. It's just got everything.
Not quite everything. Where are the his and hers heliports?
Good suggestion, Sam. We'll tear out the formal gardens and put them there.
I don't want to move. You know how I love this house.
Sweetheart, this was a great little place in its day, but now we got to think big.
Don't worry about selling this place, Mrs. Stevens. There's a great demand for these lower-priced homes. Forever. It's a shame there isn't something more distinctive about this house. A sunken living room, for example. If you'll stand right over here, I'll see what I can do. I think I've seen enough, Mr. Stevens. We'll have a sign up in the morning.
Miss Wilson, would you excuse us for a minute, please? Oh, certainly. I'll get myself a cup of coffee. Darren, I must talk to you. Right now. Now...
Okay, honey. What's the problem?
Problem number one is... I think there's something funny about that little doll of yours. And problem number two is you.
In what way am I a problem?
Sweetheart, it's not like you to go off the deep end.
Well, honey, it's just that I've always wanted the very best for you and Tabitha. When we were married, you made a big sacrifice for me. Oh, you did. You gave up, you know what? I realize I'm probably overdoing it, but this money is my chance to give you all the things you could have had.
Darren. All the money in the world couldn't buy what we already have.
I know that, Sam. Just let me have the joy of overdoing it for a little while.
That may be the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Maybe.
And it's only the beginning.
Huh?
Castle in Spain. A chateau in France. The Onassis Island. I wonder if that's for sale. Miss Wilson, Miss Wilson, we have work to do.
Stars. Mother, I insist that you appear before me this minute, or this house will be off limits to you forever.
Really, Samantha? I try to be attentive, but you certainly can't blame me for wanting to finish my slalom.
Mother, you're not telling me the truth.
Honestly, my darling, I was skiing.
You know what I mean. It's about Darren.
Well, I gave you my witch's honor.
I love Darren, and I can tell when he's under a spell. Now, the truth. Is there a spell on those dolls and on Darren?
I wish you'd phrase that question a little differently.
I knew it. You got someone else to do your dirty work, right?
Oh, the burdens of a mother with an ungrateful child.
Yeah, Mother, get on with it.
I'll take care of it right away.
Oh, dear. Honey, I can say one thing for Mother. She meant well.
I guess I should have realized. I feel ridiculous the way I've been acting.
Well, you acted normally, under the circumstances.
Sam, I'm a pauper.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. But you will be a little busy the next few days returning gifts.
Sam, what can I say?
You don't have to say anything. There is a bright side to all this.
What's that?
I can hardly wait to see Larry's face when he finally finds out how fast the fuzz fad flops.
Darren, where have you been? It's 2 o'clock.
I had a few diamond bracelets and things to return.
You knew it.
Knew what?
The calls started coming in around noon. Nobody wants the fuzz anymore. The stores are returning them. They don't even make you feel good anymore.
You're right.
Yeah, the fad's faded. The bubbles burst. It's as if someone turned them all off at the same time.
You win some, you lose some.
And you were returning the diamonds because you knew it was going to happen. You took advantage of my greed.
Sam just didn't want the bracelets.
A likely story. Darren, this is despicable.
Larry, you haven't lost anything.
I lost the millions I was going to make. And I lost 10% of all the accounts you handle.
You said you were going to give that to me anyway.
I just said that to make you miserable.
How about Sorrento's for dinner tonight?
Who's going to sit with Tabitha?
We are. Now, you wait right here. And don't peek. Mm. Promise? Okay. Mm. All right, sweetheart. You can come in now.
Buon appetito, Daddy.
Sam, this is just great.
And you were never better, Marcello.
And that is the prettiest dress I've ever seen. I wonder where Mommy learned to sew like that.
From her, Mommy.
I doubt that. Unless her Mommy took sewing lessons from Betsy Ross.
Darren! How did you know?